On Wall Street today, the stock market suffered a huge loss, but the day will be remembered for its tremendous volatility. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down about 300 points at mid-afternoon, and then, in a minute or two, lost another 200. And then it managed to bounce back up 200 points. Any one of those movements would have been big news. Coming all together was remarkable. At the end of the day, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P were all down more than 3%. NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
Carl Weinberg says he grabbed his chest today, right before 3 in the afternoon.
Well, I had a rough couple of seconds when the stock market dropped more than 200 points in just a few minutes. That's special.
Special in a bad way.
Special in a bad way, yes.
He says today was one of the top 10 scariest he can remember. Weinberg's job is to explain things like today's wild stock market. He's chief economist for high-frequency economics, but he says it's just too soon to know.
So I'm just going to take this 1 hour at a time. So I'm not prepared to pick a direction or a trend out of all of this. Let's see where it settles down.
Weinberg says U.S. investors were already nervous this morning. Yesterday, the still influential former Federal Reserve head Alan Greenspan said the U.S. might go into recession. Then last night, U.S. time, the Shanghai stock market fell almost 9%, a huge movement for a single day. Jason Kindop, a China analyst with the Eurasia Group, says the Shanghai market fell because the Chinese government got nervous that too many Chinese people are investing too much in the stock market.
I hear a lot of stories from friends about their retired mothers day trading, university students in Beijing day trading. It's really becoming quite a frenzy that's spreading rapidly throughout the entire society.
For the last year, China's stock markets have exploded, gaining more than twice their value. Regular, everyday Chinese citizens have been taking out second mortgages to buy stocks. They've been pouring their life savings into stocks. And Kindop says Beijing's central government is terrified that if the stock market collapses, the whole economy will fall apart. So, over the weekend, Beijing instituted some changes, announcing plans to calm down stock market trading to make it not so frenzied. The government announced the changes Sunday. Then Monday came, nothing really happened.
But it took the markets a day to sort of digest this information and make them sufficiently nervous to really sell off.
Tuesday, Shanghai time, which was last night in New York, the Shanghai exchange fell dramatically. So by this morning, New York investors were feeling scared and ready to sell off as well. Tomorrow will tell if this was a one-day event or the beginning of a major market correction. Adam Davidson, NPR News, New York.